You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Thank you to everybody who called in to help me out with my conundrum. I've gotten everything from get a secured loan to put your truck up against your card. I don't even know how to do that. And a bunch of people pointed out one company. I'll try that company. Otherwise, I will be walking into Commerce Bank tomorrow morning. Oh, sorry.
Well, there it is.
The bank that I have.
I think you should walk in and physically speak to someone at your bank.
Yeah.
They and you know what? They are so happy to help you when you do walk in, because outside of Scott Parks every once in a while and armed bank robbers, they don't really see that many people.
Yeah, not
in the
all.
Vestibule, yeah. Sam.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah.
The vestibule.
So we'll be addressing that tomorrow morning.
We are going to see a lawsuit with this 76-year-old woman, sadly, who lost her life as a Tesla, reportedly on autopilot, crashed through a home in Texas. It happened Friday night. The driver is identified as Michael Butler. He was traveling east in a Tesla Model 3 around 8 p.m. when the car crashed through a brick home in the Houston suburb of Katy. The car sadly struck a 76-year-old woman inside, Martha Avila, who was in the home. She was airlifted to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Butler told authorities the car was in self-driving mode at the time of the crash. They say he showed no signs of intoxication.
Good.
And has been cooperative during the investigation. However, at this time, investigators have found no evidence of a mechanical malfunction. Sheriff's officials say it is important to note the investigation isn't complete. Once all the evidence has been gathered, they will hand it off to the DA's office. Here's my radar's up on this one a little bit, and here's why.
Because it's a Tesla?
No, but I will defend the appropriate use of the self-driving choice that you have in those cars. Does the autopilot work 100% of the time when you are coming up on a construction zone or you like the lane is ending and the car wants you to move to the right? I would say for me, it works very, very well 99.5% of the time. What it's hard for me to see is how the car would just veer so completely off a roadway and go careening into a house. Number one, I have never seen any scenario under which the self-driving mode is just going to careen you into a building.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. Number two, you have the ability to overtake that self-drive within 1/1,000,000th of a second, and all you have to do is touch the brake or the steering wheel. That's all you have to do. Go on the steering wheel or touch the brake, so that if something happens that isn't safe, or, you know, even if you see like a dog dart out in the middle of the roadway and the car for some reason doesn't see it, you just, that's why you got to have your hands on the 10 and the 2 anyway.
So first,
he would have been able to stop this car, Sam, is what I'm saying.
First thing that you mentioned was, does autopilot ever fail? Autopilot fails all the time because it's not autopilot. It's not self-drive.
It is not.
It's,
it is absolutely not.
Assist.
Biggest mistake they made was calling it autopilot.
Secondly, this individual, this family who's seeking answers, and this guy who was behind the wheel are going to have an uphill battle, because the net worth of one Elon Musk, probably hundreds of billions of dollars of that net worth, is solely reliant on whether or not this technology works. I bet you that Tesla already knows whether or not that car was in autopilot.
Oh, I'm sure.
I guarantee you they could send that report to the police department right now. If it was, do you think they're going to do it and say, well, sorry, it's not working?
The other question I have about this, Sam, is that the car was said to be traveling at speeds as high as 70 miles an hour. And I'm looking at this home. It looks like this home is in a highly residential neighborhood. Highly residential neighborhood. I don't know what the speed limit would have been in that neighborhood. It wouldn't have been 70 miles an hour. And again, there's going to have to be personal responsibility woven into these tragedies when we talk about it. He should never have been driving 70 miles an hour. Yeah. Take the autopilot out of it. I was coming down a hill today, and it went from 35 miles an hour, because I was coming down the hill, to 40. Guess what? I tapped the brake. I took it off autopilot, and I recorrected it to drive the speed limit at 35. You know why? I don't want to get a ticket.
Yeah.
You have every opportunity, any moment of any time, to stop that technology. And now, I would question why he did not.
The speed part is confusing, because if he was in a 25 mile an hour zone and it really were on self-drive mode, naturally it knows the speed limit in the area. It should drive that speed limit. So how did it get up to 70 miles an hour? But I was thinking, if this were a situation where maybe there was a parkway or a highway nearby, it's not necessarily that the car took itself into that home. If there were a highway nearby and it kind of veered off of that highway a little bit,
he says he hit a curb. Now yep. You have a missile.
Exactly. Now you have a multi-1,000-pound missile that is out of your control, and gravity is the only thing that's going
to
stop.
So why are you in the driver's seat of a car that is careening 60 to 70 miles an hour? I mean, we have to talk about the responsibility of the driver here when we talk about these stories.
Yeah, I hear you.
913-586-7798. You are listening to Dana and Parks. We are back with much more straight ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.